the line!
Welcome back to the Two Ricks. Yes, it is St. Sobchak's Eve.
Have you been
enjoying it?
I have.
Tomorrow, of course, being St. Sobchak's Day.
Yes.
Wherein you will celebrate by throwing your dirty undies out the window.
Of a moving vehicle? Or just any window?
Any window is fine, I think.
Good.
I don't think that it's specified.
It keeps with the spirit.
Anyway. Right.
Right.
And that is accompanied with the drinking of mass quantities of beer until your Vietnam buddies are face down in the muck. You know, this is the True Rick, sponsored by the Church of Dim. We made a mistake, Rick.
We did.
We made a mistake, and fans noticed. Followers noticed. They wanted closure on the last Dim Awards from last episode.
Oh.
And people were calling in and phoning in.
Is that
emailing.
What that march in Portland was about?
By the twos. People were, by the twos and threes, people were making their voices heard. So, just to clarify, that was the Dim Award, which was the banning of hugs at school versus the allowing guns at school debate.
Right. Oh, boy. So which one deserves the Dim Award? You know, as much as you'd think I would go with the guns, I'm going to go with the banning of hugs. Because it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's just something about the idea of personal contact, which I think has been scientifically proven to be a necessity for the development of human beings. And to say that that is bad is one of the strangest things I've ever heard of.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
so,
I think you're right.
Dim Award to banning hugs in school.
Excellent. Now, we have a few announcements of the Church of Dim. For one thing, we are established. We are officially a new religion. However, there is some bad news. Looking into the bylaws of IRS tax code, it turns out that if we accept your 8% tithing, we cannot exploit that for our own gain.
Which is ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yep.
It clearly states that it cannot be to anybody's personal benefit, any of the founders' personal benefit, and we couldn't be sadder about this.
Yeah, because we wanted it to go for our personal benefit. That was the whole point.
How does that guy that lays on hands and with the hair, the gray hair that goes up in a way, how does that guy own a? No, he's kind of like the Pope, but not at all. But he's. How does he have a $17 million home?
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's a chance that some of the money that the religion is pulling in may have accidentally found its way into his bank account. Because according to the IRS, anyone who is a recognized religion filing specific paperwork to be a nonprofit cannot use money generated by the nonprofit for their personal gain. Weird.
Yeah. You know, it has... If we were smarter people. It probably has something to do with, you know, you can pay your pastor and you can pay, you know, for their housing or something. And so, you know, instead of a Fiat, you know, you buy a Lamborghini or something. I don't know.
We'll look into it because we're still going to try and find some way to make money off this. We will eventually. But
I would ask this. And I don't know if you're with me on this. In the meantime, save your tithing and spend it on something really impractical. Like
really
if you're going to use
yeah.
until we start collecting your 8% tithing, which is by the way it's a really great deal.
Yeah.
Just spend it on nonsense.
Consider that the tithe.
Yes.
So you're tithing to the deity of nonsense. I'm for that.
And then as soon as we figure out a way to exploit our followers, we'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll keep you in the loop. Don't worry.
And you know, finally in new news, it turns out humans suck.
Now, has this been proven somehow? Or?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about it. It's just like you've come down the, you know, up the evolutionary chain for so long. You've survived this far, you know, through Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And then what do you do next? You invent ways to almost die.
Okay.
All right. So,
for example?
For example, skydiving.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would anybody why would anybody create ways in which to approach death's door and then come back from it?
You see, and I can see
that doesn't seem smart.
I can see it as a, you're flying in a plane, the plane is going to crash, therefore I shall jump out with the help of a parachute as a life-saving measure.
Yes, absolutely.
But as a sport, to intentionally leap from a functioning plane makes no sense to
me. It's arrogant. It's arrogant, and that's why we want the devolution of humans to occur, and what better way than, you know...
Supporting
the
sport of skydiving? Extreme skydiving.
Rock climbing with shark swimming, death-taunting morons. And, you know, it's just like... You know, we
know several people who work with us who are rock climbers. But hey, that's good. I like it.
And, you know, people are out there, you know, taunting tigers in the wild for sport just to see if they cannot be eaten.
Yeah.
You know, and gazelles are watching on going, what an arrogant prick.
Yeah, yeah.
What
we run.
Jerk.
Watch when this tiger comes towards us. We run away.
Yeah, you know what a gazelle's life is? From morning till night? Not being killed.
Yeah.
That's the whole life. That's all they have time for. And they look over at humans, you know, climbing shit and and jumping out of things and say, you arrogant pricks.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
Well, it's time for our first commercial today. You know, this show doesn't pay for itself.
No.
Are you or a loved one feeling possessed, been penetrated by the devil? Got's the demon in you? Sure, we've all been there, but how do you manage those hefty bills that come with your soul's release? We've got one phrase for you, exorcism on the go. Now with four convenient locations in the metropolitan area, come check out our menu. Value package number one includes a standard exorcism with a shot of holy water all the way up to our deluxe package, which cuts you the full exorcism, body rub, vomit bag, a Church of Dem t-shirt, fries, and a drink, all while you wait in the drive-thru.
Wow, what a bargain.
Satan has your soul and you need a helping hand. Use exorcism on the go or for eternity you're damned. And now for you out-of-towners, the Skype exorcism special.
Yeah, good, good.
So, we're enjoying St. Sobchak's Eve. Am I right?
You're not over the line.
Am I wrong?
You are not over the line. Nor do you appear to be out of your element.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. You're just right.
All right, now comes to our segment that we're developing called "Who Do You Think You Are?"
Mm-hmm.
So I do a little rant on "Who Do You Think You Are?"
Okay.
Today's episode: Who do you think you are? Pennies. You are worthless. You are equivalent to that gummy residue on tomato soup. The dimes laugh at you, you know. What can you buy? Last time I tried to pick one of you up, it hurt my back, and it cost 1.2 million of you to fix it. I calculated, and I have wasted 4.5 months of my life waiting for people to count you out individually in the supermarket line, you little zinc bitches. Did you know that it costs more to make your tiny coppery ass than you're worth? Nobody loves you. Die in a fire. Literally. We'll melt you down and make a statue of fake dog poo. That would be more valuable to our society. Fuck you, Penny. And by the way, fuck you too, Nickel, with your disproportionately dimensions to value ratio.
Yeah.
Oversized prick. All right. So that ends the Who Do You Think You Are segment of the show.
Yes. Good. That was a good one.
Do you have any news or notes?
No. I do have one bit, and I don't know if we were going to put it in the Joyful Dim Awards or not, but my wife pointed out not too long ago that the new Pope has been seen performing a public exorcism.
Oh, no.
Isn't it wonderful?
That is going to hurt business for exorcism on the go.
It won't, I don't think, because he's in Italy, and, you know, unless they want to fly to Italy, which is possible. Now, of course, the Vatican has just absolutely denied that that's what he was doing. He was just putting his hands on a guy and praying over him, as the Pope is wont to do. But all of the people who are connected with the individual, who apparently, according to the one article that I read, had four separate demons in him, apparently, the Pope was able to cast out all of those demons.
All four of them.
All four, which is not too bad for one exorcism. And I didn't see any holy water involved. He was just up there with the whole touching, and then ta-da. That's a pretty
good trick. Now, are they covered under residency laws? Like you have to give them a certain amount of time to kick them out, even if they're...
That, I don't know. I mean, you'd think in this modern era of, you know, bureaucratic entanglement, we would have those types of laws. I don't think, because demons generally are not actually considered real, that I don't think it's usually covered in statutes.
I'm thinking that demons should get a lawyer. I'm just saying.
All four of them. Maybe they can come together. Like a class action eviction suit against the Pope.
Well, you know, we're just enjoying St. Sobchak Eve, and we hate to look past it, but we have to tell you, next Tuesday, DOD, Dave Debauchery. It is the next official Church of Dim holiday. It was you who was sitting there. Out of nowhere, said, you know, people just don't debauch enough.
It's true. Look at the Middle Ages. Debauchery was at its peak. People were good at it. There were professionals. What do we have today? We have X Games. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, or internet porn, but don't, you know, your mom might catch you.
Yeah, and it's not in the streets anymore where it should be.
Right.
I mean, a good festival has to have drunken lewdness in the public eye.
Right, in public.
And not just in Florida.
And that's really what it is. Debauchery is like doing all those things that you love to do, but also not being ashamed of it.
Yeah, there, that's the problem. Damn Catholic guilt.
Day of Debauchery, next Tuesday. Take the day off. It's a religious holiday.
Yes.
For all our members.
Yes.
Well, in light of the exorcism, mass exorcism, I think it's fair that we should give Exorcism on the Go a second commercial here, just because I feel their business
free.
Might be
yeah, it does endanger their business.
Honey, take out the garbage.
Love to, honey, but my head is spinning around and I appear to be vomiting pure magma.
I believe it's called lava when it reaches Earth's surface.
Damn you to hell, witch of almighty Lucifer!
Oh, Exorcism on the Go, can you help us?
Of course we can. Here at Exorcism on the Go, we can remove that unholy hell from your slimy insides so you can return to your normal, albeit pathetic and mundane lives.
Satan has your soul and you need a helping hand? Visit Exorcism on the Go or for eternity you're damned.
Exorcism on the Go is not affiliated with McExorcisms or Exorcisms R Us. Do not eat 72 hours prior to exorcism. All customers must sign sexual harassment waiver. Your likelihood of being touched inappropriately is extremely high. Not legal in Hawaii, the lower 48 states, or Mexico. Exorcism on the Go.
Well, we have to run here, but let's first do our DIM awards for the day. We have a couple of, well, disturbing DIM awards facing off today. The first one has to do, it's in the news now, a 37-year-old mom has a sex fling with her son's underage friend, told the boy to, quote, pretend to be 18 for the night.
Hmm.
Yes, Wendy Crowell, 37, spent the next 3 weeks having sex with a high school boy under the condition, saying with an offer for some sex if he would, quote, pretend to be 18 for the night. Because that's all you need, right?
To be 18?
That's going
to
hold up in court.
Well, it'll probably hold up in court because what parent is going to say, how old was the kid? Are we talking 14?
15.
15. Never mind. That's going to go to court.
Yeah, and you know, but I'm glad we're not going down that whole road of just like, oh, good for him. I bet you his arm hurts from all the high fives and all that stuff. I'm glad we didn't do that. But
no, I was thinking about it, but 15 is too young.
He is a lucky bastard. All right. Also, we have a Chinese teenager who defaced a 3,500-year-old Egyptian artwork. I was here. That was what he wrote. A microblogger posted a photo of graffiti at a Luxor temple with the saying, Ding Zhenho was here, a 15-year-old boy from Nanjing. Mm. Right in one of those sideways Egyptian profile things where the guy's walking with the spear, and wrote right in the middle of it, Ding Zhenho was here. You cannot teach that kind of stupid, can you?
No, and if you've read Mark Twain's Innocents Abroad, that's kind of what people used to do, is they'd go to these great places and like, hey, look at how great the Sphinx is. Let me just tap a little bit of it and break a piece off and take it home with me. Oh, look, there's the one true cross of Christian faith. Let me grab one of the nails out of that. I mean, it's just kind of the way it used to be.
There's Whistler's Mother, the one and only original copy. I wonder how that tastes.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Yeah. But at the same time, and I know Koppel. This is a weird...
Koppel. Koppel. Ted Koppel. That was Freudian.
Wow.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, but if you think about this, is he really doing that much different from what the original carvers were doing? I mean, he was adding his name to a piece of wall art.
That he didn't do.
No, but he was there.
It clearly states that he was there.
Yeah. What would be worse is if he wasn't there and he had someone else do it, because that would be a problem. But I don't know.
All right.
So, Dim Award for today, who do you think gets it?
I always put it up to you to decide. If you're going to ask me...
Boy, this is tough. Yeah.
If you're going to ask me, Pretend to Be 18 is a strong court defense.
Nah, okay. I think you're right. Yeah, the graffitiing several thousand-year-old piece of artwork, that's bad. But it's still a human work, and it's just not that big of a deal. Now, having intercourse with a young kid, that's bad.
If the kid is a girl.
Well, even if it's a girl. I mean, girl, boy, I don't think it matters. Kid is kid, so bad. Dim Award goes to the friend of the mom's friend.
I will accept your choice. I will reject your premise that it is not cool to be 15 and getting it on with a 37-year-old MILF.
Well, that's a weird one, too. But anyway.
Until next time, this is Rick.
And this is Rick as well.
Love you.